So you want to talk about toxic relationships. I knew it. There's so many directions that we can go with this. And I want you to tell me, because that is like what coaching is. It is a client-led process. You tell me what we want to talk about. And before I really get into like what I want to say today, which is three main things. Disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I am a coach. And what that means is that I am a certified life coach via a program that is evidence-based. So they use science and research and proven theories and practices to help their clients, you know, reach their goals. And so now that we've got that out of the way for today, toxic relationships. So key three things that I want to touch on today, and we'll talk more about this throughout the week. So again, let me know what you want me to be bringing up, and we'll talk about this more in depth on Friday with Beatrice from Cheating on Fear via an IG Live. But for today, number one, be gentle with yourself. I know that this is the kind of thing where when you realize what you had been tolerating or the things that you had been doing, that you can kind of be like, oh, well, like WTF, like I should have known better. There's that toxicity of should. Why should you have known better? Dr. Maya Angelou, when we know better, we do better. And so that is what happens when you are, you know, in this process of learning. And so just take your time and be gentle with yourself. Sometimes it is a situation where you have been sitting in the shit and you're so deep in it that like you can't even tell that it smells, right? You have been in the situation for so long that it's not that you even have the awareness to take a step back and say, what, you know, I don't think this is actually good for me. And I made a post on that earlier, so check that out. But yeah, so number one, give yourself some grace, be gentle with yourself. You did not know what you did not know. And now that you do know, you have a choice. And so we'll talk a bit more about that when I hit number three. But yeah, number one is just be gentle with yourself when you do have the realization that like you are in the toxicness. And I don't just mean toxic with, hey, Jess, thank you for tuning in. I don't just mean toxic in terms of, you know, a romantic partnership. I'm also talking about work environments. I'm talking about, you know, family relationships. I'm talking about the relationships that you have with, if you hear that, that's my furry child. He has a collapsing trachea. Oh, little guy. So yeah, the relationships we have with food, with alcohol, with substances, with exercise, with your bodies, all different kinds of things. Like they all have the potential to be toxic because whether you're aware of it or not, you have a relationship with like literally everything. So yeah, I know, poor little guy. He's good now. He's good. Yeah. Yeah. God, he's so cute. Okay. So that's number one, be gentle with yourself. Number two is that even when you are aware, like, okay, so like now, like you recognize that like, hey, this shit smells, this is a problem. It's not always easy to leave. A lot of times it takes less effort and it is less resistance, hello, to just keep on keeping on, right? Like it's way easier to just go through the motions. And I spoke about this the other day in terms of a romantic partnership. Like I was living with someone once and it was at the time that our relationship had expired, but yet neither one of us really said anything because we were living together. It was going to be like a lot of like effort and energy to like have the conversation that's like emotional labor to then like start like dividing like our stuff. Like we had like finances together, and so it was just easier while we were still kind of processing the like, oh, this isn't, you know, working out, that we just stayed together and went through the motions because like why add like more things to our plate? And so oftentimes that also happens when you, number one, are just like realizing that, hey, this is toxic, and you're still kind of like feeling it out because you have some type of way about, like, you know, you feel some type of way about it. Or whenever you feel alone, if you feel like you don't have any support, like if there isn't anyone there to go back to the example to help you move or to help you, you know, like have this conversation, it can just be easier to just be like, you know what, fuck it, and stay in it. So that's number two. of the things that I wanted to point out today. And then the third thing I wanted to talk about today is that when you realize you were in a toxic relationship and you've, you know, made the decision to do something about it, it is oftentimes a situation that you don't necessarily feel like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Like, it's there, but it is dim as fuck. Or maybe it's still dark. And I know that doesn't feel like it now, but you will be stronger for this experience if you choose that. And so what I mean is, you know, you get to decide. And a lot of times we get in these situations, we don't necessarily like choose these circumstances, but at the same time, the things that we did like got us there. And obviously sometimes shit just happens. And so once it happens and, you know, you realize the shit smells and you're like, hey, I want to change this, then you are the one that gets to decide whether or not you want to do that. And changes change, period, end of story. And so when you are experiencing a change, even if it is, you know, like detaching yourself from this toxic thing, situation, person, place, whatever, that is still a loss. And so that loss warrants the time and the space to grieve and to mourn the exchange of like what is no longer going to be there, right? Like the loss, like the release, like this isn't going to be something that, hey, y'all, this isn't going to be something that is in your life anymore. And so, you know, when it comes to grieving, sometimes people are like, oh, well, like that sucked. Like, why would I grieve that? Because it deserves it, because you deserve it, because you deserve to take the time to, you know, mourn whatever it is that was this part of your life. And another thing that, you know, it's not just that like, hey, like it's allowed, not that you need permission, but in case you do, there it is. It's something that like I suggest, like in order to heal it, you need to feel it. Write that shit down. In order to heal it, you need to feel it. And so you need to understand what it is that this thing like caused you to feel and what it is that, you know, you had as a response from this. Like, what were your reactions? And if you don't do that, then it's kind of like whenever you have something like in your closet and you just like shove it back there because you're like, oh, I don't have the time. Like, I don't want to deal with it. Like, whatever. And then years later, you're cleaning out your closet and you find that thing. And it's like, oh shit, that was a moldy ham sandwich kind of thing. And now like it's disgusting and it's really like gross and you don't want to touch it because it's been so long. It's like growing its own like ecosystem. That's kind of what your emotions are like, right? Like if you don't deal with them, then hello, Joe, welcome. If you don't deal with those emotions, if you just shove them in the back of the closet, then it's a situation that like it can actually get worse if you just decide to like not deal with it. Sometimes that distance helps in terms of, you know, you need to like remove yourself from the thing and get some distance between it so that you can process it and decide like how you feel about it. But don't like just leave it there to accumulate. Actually make sure that you take the time to like go back and revisit what it is. And so that is like when resilience comes into play. So you get to do these things to move forward and, you know, whatever that experience was, you can bet your sweet ass that it's going to make you more prepared for stuff in the future. Steven! For stuff in the future whenever you are moving forward, if you choose to use it in such a way. So those are my three insights that I wanted to share about toxic relationships. And reading some comments now. After 9.5 years with my ex-husband, I just up and left, took my clothes, my car, and left him everything. My peace of mind meant more than all the material items that we'd accumulated. Hell yes. Kudos to you. I know that that could not have been easy. Sometimes you need to grieve with yourself. Mm-hmm. Not the end of the relationship. Sometimes we need to grieve and accept some personal choices we made regarding ourselves. Hell yes. Thank you for that point. That is like such a good one. I think that a lot of times we don't, right? We think that we should have known better. We think we should have done better. We think that, you know, we should have done all these things that we didn't know that we should have done. And there goes that toxicity of should again. And yeah, like the grief and like the mourning a lot of times isn't because you're like, this person is no longer in my life, but it's that energetic exchange. It's that like energetic loss. It's, you know, that part of yourself that you're saying goodbye to, because, you know, regardless of the other people or things involved, you are saying goodbye to like a different version of like who you were. And yeah, that is also kind of what I made a post about today in regards to, you know, sometimes it's not just removing the person, place, or thing. Sometimes it is, hey, 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 in the house. Sometimes it is also, you know, saying goodbye and like cutting ties with that part of yourself and that version of yourself that you were when you allowed that shit to go on and that treatment. And again, no shade, no shame. It's just to, you know, this is you evolving, right? This is you leveling up. And this is just part of it. There is no checklist to like, hey, like do all these things in this order. And like, that's just what you do. It's different based on each circumstance. And so that's something that you get to learn as you go on. And that's just part of life. So those are my initial thoughts. Expect to see more throughout the week on the topic of toxic relationships. And let me know what you want to hear about. Let me know which type of relationships you have experienced like toxicity with. Is it your relationship with your family, romantic partnerships, your work environment? That's a big one. Is it the things that you have, you know, that are kind of like self-led? Like, is it your relationship with like food or like your relationship with procrastination? Like, let me know. And speaking of procrastination, I'm doing a 3-day group coaching course. If you want to sign up for that, called Productive AF, just about how to get your morning, evening, and whole ass day into a routine that serves you. And so if you're interested, we start tomorrow. Link to sign up is in my bio. So do go check that out. And yeah, let me know what you want me to be talking about and what you want to hear about throughout this week. Expect everything toxic relationships. And I'm looking forward to hearing about what's, you know, most present in terms of like toxicity for you and how we can relate. Probably going to be on all of them. And I'm really looking forward to having a conversation with Beatrice from Cheating on Fear on Friday. So do make sure that you tune in for that, where we will be having a live Q&A based on our experience, and I will be doing some live coaching. So that's what I have for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and saying hello, and I will see you on the gram. Bye.